This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Hey, Kate, what's happening?
Not much. I am at my parents' house.
Ooh.
This is where I live now. This is my rotation is in Springfield, Missouri. I'm at a private practice that does vision therapy and primary care and contact lenses and low vision. They'll see anybody. It's pretty great, and I like it. Where are you?
I am at the Marion VA. I am in a little college apartment in Carbondale, Illinois, and it's pretty good. And the VA's been good so far. I'm having fun.
That's awesome. I loved the VA. It was great. Oh, did you know what year it is?
Oh, what year is it?
2019.
Wow. This is the year we graduate from optometry school.
Yeah. This is the year we become actual doctors.
This is the year I've been waiting for since 2015.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, what do you do after you graduate from, like, school for forever?
Spend that money.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Evan and I keep talking about what we're going to do with doctor money.
Do you? I keep saying I'm going to get a whole new face. Botox everywhere. I'm going to look like Kris Jenner, God willing.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
We're going to move out of our in-laws.
Okay.
Well, my in-laws, Evan's parents' house. That's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to pay off the new car that I'm buying.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
Well, I just got in a car accident. I was dumb. I pushed somebody else. Well, I hit somebody else.
Wait, Kate, you're not supposed to admit fault. You're supposed to be like,
oh, no.
Oh, are you okay? But I'm not sorry.
No, I 100% admitted fault. Like, there was no way that it was her fault. Like, she was fully stopped
Flo
at the stoplight.
Flo was going to yell at you.
I know. But she was fully stopped at the stoplight, and I was fully not. I was dumb. And she has a big car. I have a little car. A little car went under big car.
You went under it? Oh, my gosh.
Big car was fine. Not all the way, but my hood did.
Oh, gosh. That's so scary.
It crunched. And, like, there was liquid that was dripping out of my car.
At least it wasn't dripping out of you.
Yeah. I only got a little... I got a bruise out of the whole event.
Where?
On the inside of my knee.
Oh.
It's also, I bruise easily. This is a thing.
You're a little peach.
I wasn't taking my B12 at the time. I'm getting a new car.
Woo-hoo.
We've got a new car. I did not like my old car. So my car was totaled. So we had to buy a new car. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to, we want to go on a cruise because.
Yeah.
I like pay a bunch of money to somebody else and then they just take care of me all week.
Okay. Let me tell you a story about the one time I went on a cruise. It was amazing. The story is quite brief. Bob and I had just started dating. We decided let's take this international. First time I'd ever been out of the country since I was an infant and accidentally went to Mexico. I don't remember. So Bob and I went to Bermuda.
Uh-huh.
And first thing on the boat, I win this drawing.
Yeah, you did.
And I get $500 to spend in the spa.
Yeah, you did.
So like, first we upgraded so that we were in this private spa, which was really, really cool. They just had like all these different saunas you could get in and all these different hot tubs and it was super fancy, but that didn't cost the full $500. We had to spend it on other stuff. So we got a couples massage. Bob was like, he hardly knew me then.
He really got to know you after that.
Yeah, today he would never do a couples massage with me. But then when we first started dating, he did one. And I still wasn't out of money. So I got one of those procedures where they like wrap you up in saran wrap and shock you. it's supposed to make you lose fat, but
I'm surprised you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm barely here.
Did it work?
Oh no. But the thing is, they measure you before and then they measure you after and show you like the inches that you've lost, but like
you also were just wrapped in saran wrap.
I had just been wrapped in saran wrap. Anyway, I recommend going on a cruise.
I'm excited. Yeah, that's something that we want to do. The only time like we travel alone. But, like, usually it's to go see people. And so we, like, we kind of want to spend time with each other, especially after being apart for a long time. So,
yeah.
That's what we want to do. What are you doing in 2019, that doctor money? Well, besides the Botox.
Besides Juvederming my life away. Have you heard of Kybella?
No. What is Kybella?
Okay. I'm probably not going to do any of these things to my face. But, like, I do look on the internet at all these procedures that I could get done.
Okay.
It's like they inject something, they inject stomach acid into the underneath of your chin.
No.
And it like bubbles up like a bullfrog and then it goes away forever. But you spend 2 weeks like bullfrog neck and then you never have a double chin again. That's the story. Yeah. They're like, it's non-surgical. So in that way, it's better than a facelift. But like you have to spend 2 weeks bullfrog necky. And I guess it's all watery in there. According to the internet. Not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Wow. I like want to protect myself right now.
I don't know. I just like fantasize about these things, but I probably won't get them done.
You did wrap yourself in saran wrap and you did shock yourself.
I'm willing to suffer for beauty.
Yeah.
But I mean, really with this doctor money, what we're really going to do is pay back our student loans and save.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, honestly.
That's actually like actual plan. So do you want... So...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. Let me do it. So Kate, what's on the menu?
Okay, thanks. Because I was going to ask you if you wanted to ask me what was on the menu.
I can never remember my job. Kate, what's on the menu? Let me get a couple takes of myself doing it just so so I get back into it. And I'm going to stretch a little bit while I do it.
Oh,
what's on the menu,
gosh.
Kate?
Oh, my gosh, that was a good one.
Thanks. Kate, what's for lunch today? Yo, Kate.
Oh.
What you feeding me? Okay, your turn, your turn.
Okay, these are good. Okay, so I thought actually long and hard about this one. We are having chili.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be talking about our one word or motto that we want to use to help us like propel ourselves in 2019. Chili is one pot. You make one pot, it all goes in the same thing, but it's complex. It's got a lot of different ingredients. It's got a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, like as that, like our year, our one word is going to help like hold our year, but it's going to have a lot of stuff going on in it. And it's got different aspects. It's not all the same things. You know, you've got some meatier chunks and you've got to have the tomatoes, like base kind of thing. And like, you got to put beans in it. And sometimes when you have beans, things can stink.
And then, you really have put a lot of thought into this.
Thank you. It was while I was walking the dog with my mom, we discussed this. And so then, and then sometimes you put some beer in it because you just need to have some fun, too.
That's good.
That's why we're having chili.
Perfect.
So in case you didn't get the gist of this, today we are talking about, Rachel and I are sharing our one word. So I came to Rachel with this because my mom, when we were younger, she had this square on the table and it's called Table Talks. And we all had to answer questions about it in our, with our, like our family dinner. So like she'd pull out a question and we'd all have to answer it. And the big one that is always brought up in my house, if you are new to my house, you will come over. My mom will ask you this question is what is your word that describes you? And so we all have a word in my house, but I thought it would be cool. Like I've seen a lot of people like share it for their year of like something that can help guide their year and help them like just really focus on one thing to like kind of think about with their year and propel them forward when they're sad and just like celebrate, you know, used to celebrate when they're happy. So
I think that's great. You know, I've actually, okay, I am making a brief resolution mid-podcast to stop saying, you know, at the beginning of everything. Do you remember when Dr. Bennett talked to us about him catching the, you know, virus?
Yeah.
He had a slide where it was like a stop sign with it, like, you know, written on it. And he said he caught the, you know, virus. Anyway, I've caught it. And now I say it at the beginning of every sentence. So I'm going to put a quarter in my, you know, jar for the rest of this podcast and then never again because I'm going to keep saying it. Okay. It's so hard. I really want to say it right now.
I can tell.
Okay.
Is that your word for the year?
No, it's not. But I was going to say that I've had words for previous years. I remember doing it a couple years ago. I did the year of the upgrade where I was like, oh, all this like stuff that I haven't upgraded in my life, like just like treat yourself. Get things to be better than they were. Like then I had another year where it was the year of consciousness. And I didn't really mean like being in the moment, though I kind of meant that. I really pretty much just meant stop taking naps in the middle of the day. And it was really hard, but I didn't do it. So
it happens. Yeah. I struggle with I still take naps in my car over lunch. As in today. I did. So
car naps are wonderful.
Yeah, I 100% am on board for car naps in the middle of the day. So I thought about like this, the word. So I think each of us, like a podcast that we both listen to, they do play on words for like the year. So like they.
Oh, did you hear what this year's was?
No, I haven't listened to it yet. But do you want to tell me? And I will be surprised when I hear it anyways.
Okay, it's 20 Frankenstein Become the Monster.
This podcast is, I mean, it's, if you've ever heard of the McElroy Brothers or McElroy Family Podcast, this is one of theirs. And they do this every year. And so, like, wasn't it completely ridiculous?
It was 20 Collaborate Teen.
And yeah.
Like, they're so silly. I love them.
So it's really great and really funny. So I thought, like, I was kind of like, oh, we could do something like that and, like, really inspire ourselves. And I was like, oh my gosh, we could do goals. And then I was like, wait, we've already done goals. And then I was like, no, we should inspire our world in optometry to, like, become their word. Like, I, EYE, am blank.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, I will blank.
Oh, that's good.
And so I think, so my word I came up with is I will flourish.
Nice.
Yes. So I brainstormed with my mom on the walk of words. At first I was like, I want it to be like peaceful or like humble because I'm doing a lot of transitions this year and it's a lot of changes. And she was like, yeah, that's good. But she's like, my word of the year is peace. And I was like, sweet, thanks. You already took it. So then I was like, I want to do like grit, you know, like grit and grace. Like I saw that somewhere and I was like, yeah, you know, like work hard, but still love people. Yeah. And then I was like, that just sounds like painful though. You know, and my mom's like, what about your like year of the grind? And I was like, oh no, that sounds sucky. Like I don't want to be like, I want to have fun too. Yeah. And so then I was like, I just want to do good things where I'm at. And I like want to be okay with where I'm at. Then I was like, I like the word flourish. And she's like, I do too. So yeah, that's where we are. So that's my word.
Wow. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I could see that on t-shirts. I could see this as like Flourish by Kate Ham.
Like my fragrance. So yeah, that's kind of my word, my thoughts on it. And just kind of like where I'm at. So, Rachel, I texted you approximately 2 hours ago, I think, and told you to think of something. So, what is yours or your like short motto or mantra?
Let me consult the books. One moment.
Please don't say it's keep out.
Okay, so I got a cool journal. Okay, I made all these resolutions this year. But anyway, on my cool journal, I wrote keep out. So I have several resolutions I'd like to share with you, Kate. So I'm working up to telling you my word.
Okay, I like this journey.
As a person is aware, see, I didn't say it. But if I do end up saying the thing I'm trying not to say, I'm going to put in a little cha-ching coin sound. Okay. So, as a person is aware, I will be getting married this fall, and I am trying to be in a little bit better shape. So I've set some realistic seeming goals for myself. One is somewhat realistic and one is not realistic at all, but I haven't thought of an intermediate between the realistic and the non-realistic. Mm-hmm. Realistic goal is to be as in shape as Ruth Bader Ginsburg is right now.
That's a real realistic goal because she just had 3 ribs taken out.
I think I can do it. I think I can do it. I just should do her workout. I want to be as in shape as her. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 85 years old. That's my first goal. And then by the time of my wedding, I would like to be in worse shape than, but approximate shape to Jennifer Lopez when she turns 50. So she's not 50 yet, but I want to be about as in shape as she will be when she is 50.
I have an in-between for you. And you ready for my in-between?
Okay. Who?
You need to be...
They have to be between 80 and 50.
It might be a little younger than that, but I think it's attainable. Okay. I think it's in between those two attainabilities. You could be as in shape and as well put together physically as Michelle Obama. You could have a Michelle Obama arms.
Oh my God, I would die to. Okay, hold up.
Oh my gosh, I'm reading it too right now.
Are you? I haven't started. I'm here. I'm ready to read
book
it.
On tape. It's 18 hours long.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know that when I got it, but that's okay.
That's cool.
And Michelle Obama reads it, though.
Oh,
so that's good. I'm literally hearing about her childhood and her voice and, like, the way she likes to tell, she wants to tell it. So that was, I really enjoy it so far.
I just listened to a book on tape, that Michelle McNamara book about that. It's a true crime book. It's called, like, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. And I listened to it. I binged it the day I moved in here. And it's about, like, this serial killer. And my window doesn't lock. He's going to get me. Except he got caught and he was like 70 years old.
Also, we need to have a quick, convo about a murder thing real quick. Okay. Did you know there is a series on Netflix that is about our undisclosed location in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I watched it. Did you watch it yet?
No, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I think I'm going to watch it this weekend with Evan.
I didn't recognize anybody, but I did recognize some locations.
I'm really hoping. I'm really excited because I want to, like, watch. I just want to see if any of the people that talk were my patients.
That's what I was looking for, too. I didn't see any.
Okay.
I mean, I guess HIPAA-wise, I would have to say I didn't see any.
I haven't even watched it, so I don't even know. But I just would be curious. There's a book on it, too, and I'm kind of interested to read the book. Yeah, because I'm reading a book a month.
Oh, girl, these resolutions.
I know. But I did that last year. I, like, drive so much. I listen to books on tape, and then I also can read. But okay. So you need to go back to resolutions, or else...
I'll just skip. The rest of my resolutions are eat less meat, drink more water, and be more... Hygge?
So say it again. How do you say it?
Okay, I think it's actually like hygge with like a weird noise, but it says that it's pronounced hygge, H-O-O-G-A, but it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, and it's like...
I always call it higgy.
Yeah, well, like... Okay, so I guess Danish people are like some of the happiest people in the world, and it's because it's like really dark and gloomy in Denmark, that they cultivate this indoor or sometimes outdoor feeling of coziness and wellness and like comfort. And so they really value their time together in small groups and like being warm indoors and in good lighting and just feeling safe and like they're at home and just having a very hoogie time. So this is my goal for the year. And I've kind of like stretched it out and extended the metaphor as far as I can. So if my word, if I had to put it into it like an American word, I want my word to be comfort. I want to feel like I'm comfortable in my own skin, even though I'm trying to make my skin into Ruth Bader Ginsburg's skin. I want to feel like I'm comfortable in my own skin at all times this year, hopefully. And also that I'm making other people feel comfortable with who they are. And if I can, I would like to change the environment around me wherever I go to make it a little bit more comfortable. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you're trying to be an activist, like you want to be at the edge of your comfort zone, but I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel comfortable even when I'm at the edge of my comfort zone. Not like not comfortable as in not trying new things and not thinking outside the box and not like seeing things from other people's perspective. I just want to feel like...
You want to feel comfortable. Yeah, you want to feel comfortable being uncomfortable. You don't want it to be like a... Like where you feel awkward and terrible. Like you want that to feel like it's a good... It's a good thing. You know? Like you're not like afraid of it.
Exactly. I want to feel like I am a... warm blanket and a cup of cocoa to myself and am creating warm blankets and cups of cocoa for others.
I like it. So you could be your little thing could be like, I will comfort.
Yeah.
Or like, I am comfort. Like either way.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's
because it's like I guess it could be a personal or action verb, you know? That's a really good one. I like it.
Thank you.
But I think, like, so our challenge for you, our dear listener, who is listening to our sweet voices speak into
your Jeff,
sweet ears.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? Thanks for tuning in again,
Hello,
Jeff.
Hello, Sarah. We're weird.
Okay, let's try and find another person's name. Do you think we actually have a Jeff and a Sarah?
I don't know. I know a couple
Jeff,
Jeffs.
They're out there.
What about... So I think this could happen. Sarah. Sarah, we hear you. We feel
comment
you.
On our Instagram
or our Twitter. okay, so
I think for our dear listener, sweet listener with your sweet ears, is Jeff, that we, like, our challenge to you is to find a word and, like, allow it to kind of be a part of your year. I'm not saying, like, this is, like, you know, like, Rachel, I love that you had, like, the year of upgrades and, like, you got to upgrade a lot of things and, like, you felt like you were doing stuff for yourself, but, like, if you feel like, oh, I said this word, but it's really changed, like, it doesn't have to be, like, I don't want this to be something that defines your every moment, but if you, like, felt like this was just leading, you know, it was a kind of a direction for you or, like, a touchstone just to kind of, like, when things seem to be falling apart, it's kind of like a place to say, okay, well, this is who I want to be this year, so I can kind of recenter myself onto something. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be like, oh, I didn't comfort somebody today. I'm the worst. I don't want Rachel to feel that way.
Yeah.
Just keep, like, watching our Instagram for some fun things this year, such as, like, things that you could receive. And I'm not saying 100% of anything right now because I'm not 100% sure, but we have plans. I think Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate's word for the year is social media.
Yeah, it is.
Because we're working on that. We're working on that. But also, first of all, shout out to the Traveling OD. So shout out to the Traveling OD, Dr. Will Toe. I just wanted to say thank you for giving me a feature on your page. Wow, that's cool. And just kind of giving a shout out to, you know, Lunch Date. That was just so kind. Like, we're so honored that you think we're cool. We haven't been thought we were cool in a while. Like, probably, well, me, never. Rachel, always. And so, just, like, thanks. So, you know, follow us on there. Follow Defocus Media, and, like, you'll get to see some more on that. So, you know, find a word and, like, write it down somewhere where you can see it. You know, and something that you can, like, touch back to, whether that's, like, on your mirror, which is so cliche. But it works. And if you're like Rachel and I and you move all the time, you might not have a mirror to write it on all year. Then, like, write it, maybe find a cool, fun background with your word on it. Or like a quote that inspires you about it. You know, maybe, like when I really like the quote flourish where you're planted. And so maybe I'll have that on my phone and, like, in, you know, not like just by having that and kind of, like, leading by example, maybe it'll inspire other people to do that too. And it might be a fun dinner table conversation, as it was for my family when we were growing up. So, yeah. But hopefully you feel inspired and, like, post on it or, like, send us a message of with your word. We'd love to share it, you know, and, like, we'd love to be able to, like, support you in your journey with this. Like, this isn't, like, we're all people. So Rachel and I think Rachel and I will probably check in with each other about this all the time. You know,
for sure.
Consistently.
Are you flourishing today?
Yeah. And I'll probably be like, no, I didn't water myself. Just kidding. Because I think of, like, a flower and, like, being planted. And so, like,
I think we did it.
That's what I have. Mm-hmm. And brought to the table. I think we did it. Guys, we first. Also, Rachel, you know what this kind of is?
What?
It's our first anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. Is it really?
Yeah. It kind of. It's around this time. I didn't set an exact date.
Happy anniversary. We did it.
So we did it. We're adults. We did 1 year of this, and I'm not, like, you're not sick of me yet.
No, never could I be.
Yeah, you could.
No way.
It happens to the best of us. Yeah, we did it.
Congrats. 1 year. Happy 2019. Yeah.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
You know.
You know. You know.